WHDD presents Susan Says.
As Charles Dickens once wrote, the law is an ass, or maybe they said arse in those days, but it remains so. Today we have many awful examples of that, at least two big ones. Bill Cosby, former Jell-O salesman and comic, was in jail for more than 60 assaults on women. And though he is 83 and it might be hard to do it now, he should remain there. However, yesterday his conviction was made null by a stupid legal loophole. Because a DA had made an agreement earlier on about immunity, self-incrimination in a civil suit, in the criminal trial, he was convicted, but they overturned it. They said, no, it didn't stick. The law is an ass. So he will be free, never vindicated, always known as a criminal, but he will be out and about. Girls, don't take a drink from him. I escaped him in college myself. He lunged at me once while he had given me a ride home from a party. After he had promised me a job writing for his second comedy album. I write about it in my memoir, Hot Pants in Hollywood. Suffice to say, I fell out of the car kind of Lucy I Love-like, you know, legs up, escaping what would have ruined my life early on. And now, the accused but freed murderer O.J. was talking about it like we care what he said. And later today, someone at Trump Corp will be served papers. Unfortunately, it won't be the person who deserves it, the orange you-know-what former guy who just today was chosen as one of the worst presidents in history by a poll of historians. Duh. Surely he knew of every single crime, every infraction, and yet he might escape. We will find out soon. If his accountant and Patsy doesn't turn on him, we might see the legal eagles pull another one. Oh, Lord. Nancy Pelosi has gone around the Repugs, who are fighting investigating the insurrection on January 6th. She gets to pick the Democrats in the committee, but awful Minority Leader McCarthy gets input on which Republicans. I guess he'll pick, oh, I don't know, a pig like Jim Jordan, allegedly escaping the law on students who were being molested under his watch on the wrestling team. Again, an error, or, well, we'll say a crime that never took place. Yeah, no, we'll see. And these no-bail laws in New York are letting armed felons out, repeating over and over. It is disgusting. And today the Supreme Court supports Arizona's keeping people from voting. Oh, Charles Dickens also said it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I'm waiting for the best to come in. Not yet.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.